Everyone is in the studio lounge here at NAFCU's 50th annual conference in Honolulu, Hawaii. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. Hey, we're talking about something that's a really hot topic right now, and that's solutions to a crowded, costly, and complex vendor landscape. As technology expands, as technology opens up for credit unions, that opens the door for more vendors to come in and help them out. But then there's the whole thing of like managing all those vendors. Give us the 411 on what this is all, what you're going to be talking about.
I mean, I view it as opportunity. Yeah. Where there's vendors, there's opportunity, and where there's competition, there's opportunity to save money.
Yeah.
And that's what we provide our clients. We also provide vendor management solutions, so managing those contracts, managing dates, ultimately going towards a compliance solution from vendor management perspective so that our clients are asking the right questions.
Yeah. What are some of their pain points right now, though, with the client? Because there's so much, like you said, there's so much opportunity out there. Sometimes that can be a scary thing for a credit union. It's like, who do we use? How do we manage all these people?
I think it's from a perspective of the regulatory environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's created so much uncertainty around the vendor management space, and especially payments.
Yep.
So when you get into the payment landscapes of debit card, credit card, the networks, Visa, MasterCard, the PIN networks, how do you optimize those networks? There's tons of opportunity. And then what's going on in Washington? I mean, nobody knows. I think everybody was excited that there was about to be a big change, and Washington doesn't move that fast.
No, they're an oil tanker.
They're an oil tanker, and yeah. I think from a media perspective, was perceived that everything would happen really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to take a little bit longer. Yeah, but I do think there is going to be change. So there has to be, you have to know what's going on in the landscape of if it does change, mm-hmm. how do you adapt quickly and plan for that? Mm-hmm. And from a vendor management perspective, understanding those contracts and where you are in them and where the opportunities lie within those agreements. And that's the value we bring to our clients.
Well, there's due diligence is a big thing right now, especially with the credit union looking at vendors. You know, so is that something that you guys are looking at, talking about as well?
Or? We are from the perspective of vendor selection.
Yeah.
So understanding the landscape of what the opportunities are, making sure that your contracts are written correctly mm-hmm. so that you're covered and it's a fair contract.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's goal is to create wins for the vendor and our client mm-hmm. and make sure that the contracts are fair.
Yeah, we want everyone to be happy and everyone to do business and be successful, that type of stuff. But there's these hurdles called regulations and stuff that we have to jump over every now and then. So it sounds like you guys are right there in the mix helping smooth those out.
We are, and it's all about information and understanding what's going on in the market and what the vendors are willing to do and taking advantage of what they're willing to do for our clients so that our credit unions can create maximum value for their members and making sure they're getting the right price and also being compliant with what's going on in the market from a contractual perspective and that they're getting the best value.
There's a lot of things to juggle, it sounds like.
For
a credit union, especially maybe a smaller size credit union, that's a lot to ask for somebody like that resource-wise. So how do you guys, what's the answer there? Do you have any advice for credit unions in that area?
From the perspective, I mean, the contracts are the same in the small credit union to the large ones.
Okay.
I mean, and we work in clients as small as 100 million to as big as the largest.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding that language and what's best for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
We're not attorneys. But we do read a lot of contracts, and so we don't give legal advice, but we also know what's in the best interest of our clients.
Right, right.
And so we can advise from best terms and conditions, and then also making sure they're putting that through the right legal review
mm-hmm.
From that perspective mm-hmm. so that they're covered.
Mm-hmm. Very, very important. So, and again, the importance of all of this. What is, I mean, obviously from, it's important, but from your perspective, why is it important?
And from our perspective as a company, and we put over $2.2 billion.
Oh, is that all?
$2.2 billion in 25 years. So that's value going from the vendor space back into our clients.
Right, right.
So that is a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
Over 25 years, and the majority of it's been done in the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's in payment space. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our clients say it's a revenue generator for them. It's usually top five revenue generator is the card space.
Mm-hmm.
But making sure you're making the right amount of revenue is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, payments is huge, and it's changing so fast. How do you guys handle that aspect of the change is just mind-blowing.
I mean, when you're negotiating hundreds of deals a year,
mm-hmm.
you get to learn a lot.
I bet.
And our project team's extremely intelligent and learns on the very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So they're adapting to the changing market. So we're coming to conferences like this one. We're going to different payment conferences to see what's on the horizon.
Yeah.
because what we're doing today is going to be different from what we're doing tomorrow.
I think in about 10 minutes, it's going to be different.
It could change. It could change, and then Washington could totally change and disrupt the apple cart really quick.
Hey, no, what's your 2017 outlook in this area? Because, I mean, obviously change is, you know, in our vocabulary now, so what do we look at? What do we get to look forward to?
I think there's going to be a jump in the debit space. Mm-hmm. So the merchants drive everything right now.
Yeah.
And so they're determining what route transactions go. Mm-hmm. But what they're also finding is it slowed the transaction. I mean, more than quadrupled the amount of time it takes you to go through checkout.
So the EMV part of it? Or
the EMV part of it.
Okay.
So that card potentially could turn into a contactless card where you just go by and tap and go.
Yeah.
A tap and go card. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happened in some of the other countries. Mm-hmm. From Australia perspective, I think they probably were the initiator and went to all this first, EMV, and then they skipped. And so everybody thought you'd go mobile, but really people still like to use that card. Mm-hmm. So from what I've seen in other payment conferences, I think we're going to see the EMV adoption, which has happened. I think majority of FIs have issued EMV now, and so fraud's gone down in the short run.
On the card side. Card not present, different story?
Card not present, different story. Mm-hmm. And it's still going to be there, so hopefully there won't be another breach here pretty soon, because if there's TJ Maxx, they get all those card numbers, and then it's card not present, and they're going to be able to hit it again, and then they're gonna find means for doing the chip, being able to create those cards. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the first line of defense is processor and making sure you've got the right thing. Measures in place that you're taking advantage of every opportunity to minimize fraud.
Mm-hmm. It's a crazy space out there, but it's also exciting as well, because, I mean, I've been saying for a year, this is like the most exciting time to be in financial services because of all the technology, all the cool things that are coming down the pike, you know, but the flip side of it is what we're talking about, you know, the fraud possibility, the security aspect of it and stuff. So, oh boy, how do you keep up?
I think it's tough. I think it's tough to keep up, and I think Buzz is cybersecurity and different things around cards and making sure you've got the right measures in place and that you're seeing all the opportunities. From our perspective, I mean, we know where market prices is for certain vendor relationships, processing, brand, networks, that whole space. So making sure you're seeing what's going on in the market. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we see relationships that have been going on for a long time, and we value those relationships, but are you asking the right questions of the vendor? Yeah. I mean, what are all the new things that they're offering? If you haven't gone through a competitive RFP process, mm-hmm. and you might not see everything, and the incumbent might not be giving you all the stuff, services that they have available.
Precisely,
just because they become a little complacent, mm-hmm. potentially, in that relationship. So looking at alternatives and making sure you're asking the right questions, those are all part of our value proposition.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Patrick, anything else to add to wrap up?
We appreciate being at NAFQ this week and being the title sponsor, and we feel that's giving back to NAFQ and the advocacy for credit unions, and I think it's a huge opportunity for us, and this conference has been good for us.
Yeah. And so big turnout this year as well, and can't beat the location.
I can't beat it.
Patrick, thank you very much, man. Appreciate the time.